nigga. If you don't love yourself, ain't nobody gonna love you. Your shit ain't right, what bitch in the right mind gonna fuck you? That's what they told me then, so I was like, fuck a bitch.
What's up, everybody? I am back after missing the last 2 weeks, but I am still alive just in time because we are right in the middle of Black History Month. Woo! Well, not only that, but after this weekend, I feel like it was a pretty epic weekend, but I will get into that right now. Friday, we drank black spiced rum. The label said like it was almost 50% alcohol, so that can be called blackout juice for sure. So I say that I time traveled, and then I woke up with some embarrassing texts, but that stinks because for a while I was a good Dan with drunk texting, but then I guess I blew that and woke up with that shit Saturday morning from Friday night. And then Saturday, this was an epic day. Woke up, saw this fucking text, started playing FIFA drinking, which involves drinking beers pretty fast, and then we started, I was just fucking up and started taking shots of the blackout juice with the spiced rum. And this is around like noon or 1 o'clock. So, yeah, I went from waking up drunk, skipped the whole buzz part, and then I kind of got like, maybe I was sloppy. And this is all before dinner time. So, way to go. So, I guess I realized I was drunk, tried to calm down, tried to handle my shit so I could shower and make it out that night. And so I did, and we went to a friend's girlfriend's birthday pregame before the bars, and I guess my one observation there was I looked around and I was like, shit, I'm like the shortest one here, and I'm 5 foot, let's say 5'8". And yeah, all the girls at this place were all athletes, or I think they were maybe basketball players in college, so that was some shit. Who doesn't like to climb a tree, right? So we go to this bar in the city called Howl at the Moon. There's always usually like an hour-long line, and you got to pay like some kind of money to cut the line and get in. But we went to a bar next to it that I guess is owned by the same people, and the bars are connected, and I guess we somehow got in that way. That was kind of weird. And so what happened? Oh, yeah, so my story sucks right now, right? And it's just an average night. So I remember when we eventually did get into Howl at the Moon, I remember going to the bathroom, and then I blacked out. That's kind of weird, just blacked out. So I come out of my blackout, and I'm by myself in a cab. And it's me and this black cab driver that didn't really speak that great of English. But yeah, so I came out of the blackout, and he was informing me how he was taking me to a wishy-wash. And if you don't know what a wishy-wash is, it can be defined as a sexual act performed on a male, usually at a massage parlor. The act consists of having your anus tongue licked while getting a hand job. I didn't get my butt licked, but not that I can remember. Now, I know you're going to sit there and listen and judge me saying, oh, you paid money, top dollar for a hand job. You're probably a terrible and gross person. That might be right, but before you judge me, maybe you should try one. George Washington had an American dream once.
A lot of people ask me, Kenny Powers, you're a giant star. You get any woman. Have you ever paid for sex? And the answer is yes, I have. Several times, in fact. And it's actually kind of cool. You can negotiate practically anything, and sometimes even just kind of do stuff in the moment that you never agreed to pay for, and it goes by without much argument. You want to know about relationships? I know all there is to know. Just ask my second wife, Tina. Yeah, she was a stripper. And if Montel Williams wants to talk shit some more, then he can go fuck himself because those charges were dropped. Sure, I've been called a xenophobe, but the truth is I'm not. Honestly, just feel that America's the best country and all the other countries aren't as good. That used to be called patriotism.
With that being said, I will continue the story. So I come out of the blackout, the cab driver is taking me to the wishy-wash. I guess I got along good with this guy. I just remember, because since he told me where the wishy-washy was that he was taking me there, I guess I said I would pay for him, which is weird. So he's on the clock. He parks his cab on Broad Street in Center City somewhere, and we get out and we walk to the wishy-wash. I go to take money out of an ATM, and we go back in the wishy-wash. We're walking in, and there's like a, I forget, it was like a, I guess it was sort of like a podium from what I remember. And there is, let's call her the brothel leader. It was just like exactly how you would picture an Asian brothel leader of the hand jobbers, to whatever you would picture that as. And so the brothel leader takes you up to, I guess, your single room, so sees you to a room, and then I ask her, oh, do I get naked now? She said, no, you wait. So a couple minutes later, the actual Asian rubby girl comes in wearing a robe. Let's say, okay, and then she takes off the robe without saying anything, just takes off the robe, and let's say she's probably a solid like 4 or 5, and I would say a solid 5 or 6 for an Asian woman. So then the Asian rubby takes off my clothes and starts laid me down, and then started like teasing for a nice hand job on top of me. Then she gives the hand job and mixes in some licks, which is awesome. And then you cream in a towel, and then said thanks, and then she leaves. I put my clothes back on, and then right after that, the brothel leader comes back and says, "You time is up." And I walk out to the front where the cab driver was waiting for him. He was waiting to take me back to my friends. And I said, right when we were in like that little lobby area at the front door, I said, "Yo, man, we got our dicks rubbed," and high-fived them right in front of the brothel leader, and she just like looks at me like this fucking kid, this blacked out retard. And then the cab driver takes me back for free back to my friend's house, and we talk about the hand jobs that we both got on the way. So bottom line to the story is, everybody should try a wishy-wash at least once before you fucking judge me. So then wake up Sunday, which is the aftermath, and you drink like an asshole so you feel like an asshole. And I was incapacitated from Saturday until noon. And what did I try? I tried drinking, chugging a Gatorade to feel better. But instead of like, I don't even know, I just like bursted in. I just burst like a bubble, and like I ran to the toilet to throw up, and I threw up on the toilet and in the toilet like a jackass. So did the weekend set me back? Yes, probably. But let's change the subject. So I mentioned earlier it's Black History Month, and this will probably be the podcast episode title. But I will mention nothing else about Black History Month, but all I want to say is, what would be so, like, there's no White History Month, but what would be so wrong with a White History Month? Like, you could look back and see how white people fucked up over so much time, or maybe they didn't fuck up. What's the saying, aren't we doomed to repeat history if you don't learn from past mistakes? People don't even fucking remember shit anymore. So, I'm done with that. Moving on, I have sports headlines. I didn't write anything down for sports headlines because I don't really remember watching, or I remember watching the Flyers sort of briefly, but I can't really tell you a whole lot other than Steve Mason got hurt. So I had another idea regarding talking sports today. So, question: are sports more fun to watch with players roided up or cheating in some way? And that's a stupid question, because the answer is yes. Of course, it's fun to watch them roided up and cheating, but it just sucks if you're trying to play clean and then other people are cheating and taking advantage of it. So why don't we just fucking make everything legal, and you can do whatever you want. Let's say drugs and alcohol and whatever you want are legal in sports, but it's your risk, it's your body, it's your life. We're talking like doping, steroids, to smoking weed and getting fucked up high or playing blacked out drunk. Whatever you think is going to give you the perfect buzz to cream the competition. So I wrote down some instances where maybe it worked in past times or maybe it didn't. So I have baseball. One dude, his name was Doc Ellis. He pitched for the Pirates in the 70s. He dropped acid and threw a no-hitter. So if that's possible, if you're hallucinating, can't you do anything then based on that? I have in football, I think the NFL lets them slide already with playing all roided up. They're already superhumans. And I think Ricky Williams, he used to be a well-known running back in the 2000s for the Saints and the Dolphins, and I think he was on the Ravens at one time. And I think he admitted he used to play high. He used to get high and play. And he was really good. He won the Heisman, but he was like one of the best fucking running backs at one time, and he used to play high. So why not? Plus, it probably helps because your body gets all fucked up in that sport. And then the Steelers, they had a dynasty, I think, in the 70s. And I remember watching something. Was it the Cocaine Cowboys? I can't really remember. But their linemen would all play fucking on coke. So, of course, they would get a dynasty off of that. So, I say, why not? Let the pro athletes fuck each other up even more on... Like, remember in early 2000s when Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Ken Griffey Jr. were all hitting monster... Well, I don't think Griffey cheated, but... All those guys were roided the fuck up, just hitting dingers to the fucking moon 500 feet. Now no one hits it. Like, it's like amazing when someone hits it 500 feet in today's baseball. I want to, like, remember Barry Bonds? That guy could hit it like 600 feet, which is nuts. But moving on to, I've been preaching this for a while now about playing the sport of golf. Like, does anybody take golf that seriously? I don't, and when I go on the course, when I play golf, you play to get fucking drunk, and it's fun. It's awesome. Like, you play golf before, right? You drink some beers, maybe you smoke some weed, and it's a good time. But can you imagine pro golfers playing, and the rule will be they have to fill their bags up with beers, and they have to drink a beer a hole to qualify for the tournament? And right there, you'd have some great fucking TV. Can you imagine that squid Tiger Woods playing drunk? Well, he sucks now, but it would be fun to watch that jerk off play all fucked up. So that's my idea. Beer a hole in golf, and I hope that happens one day. Done. I guess that's my sports talk for this week because I dropped the ball on doing that. I have other news. These two fucking headlines, I don't even know if you even qualify them as news, but that's what I wrote down to talk about. The cast for Ghostbusters, but it's the female version of the movie that's coming out, was announced. And, oh my god, what do you even say about this movie, except for that it's going to be an absolute piece of shit. And I'll go through the four cast members that they've announced. So I guess the lead will be Kristen Wiig. I've said my piece on her in another episode. I say she's way overrated, but I'll admit she's good in a useless chick kind of role, but the star in this movie, and it's a remake of a classic movie, is just devastation. And then I guess another lead in this movie is Melissa McCarthy, and what I guess it's that pig from Bridesmaids. I've never seen that movie, but she if you look at her, she's a pig. She's on that gay-ass show, Mike and Molly, that's syndicated on, like, 10 different channels now, which is, I don't understand it. But she is someone that needs to be given the role of real-life Miss Piggy so she can win an Oscar, because that's all I will say she's qualified to be an actress for. And what else? Oh, who else, I should say? This girl, Kate McKinnon. And I have no idea who this is. her IMDb says she's been on Saturday Night Live cast since 2012. So it's fair to assume she's just like most chicks, not funny. Because if you watch, have you watched SNL lately? Nobody has, because it's not funny and it's been terrible for a long time. And then the fourth person for this Ghostbusters cast is, her name's Leslie Jones, and can you say Minority Hire? It's a token black girl, and she's another one, I have no idea who she is, but her IMDb says she's also on the cast of SNL, so she's also going to be assumed to be not funny by me. And I am not rooting for this movie to be the worst remake of all time, but I'm rooting for this to be the worst remake movie of all time. Sip that haterade, right? Okay, so my other news headline, I just wrote this down. I'm gonna look like an asshole writing this one down. So if you remember the girl that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, Monet Davis, she got famous because she was the little league girl that struck out a couple boys and pitched a shutout in the game. Man, those kids that got struck out by her in that game and shut out, they gotta just be. Their balls haven't dropped, and they should just chop their balls off after that. But anyway, she's going to be starring in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game, which is it's already unwatchable, but it's just making her more of a celebrity than she deserves to be. And that's funny because it's weird to hate a 12-year-old girl, but these are two of my least favorite things joining forces, Monet Davis and the NBA. But I have a good reason for this hate. She strikes out a couple 12-year-old boys, like I said, with a 60-mile-an-hour fastball. And, of course, this scores her the cover of Sports Illustrated, the first kid ever to be on the cover, the first little leaguer to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. But I can't stand when, in this situation, it was more about the player Monet Davis than about her team. And they made it every chance they got to interview her and ask her questions. It was always more about her, and she would always say how she liked playing basketball way more than baseball. And like if I'm sitting there like on the same team as her, I that would fucking rub me the wrong way, and I would just try to sabotage the shit out of her. That's fucked up, right? But I don't know. The way there was like a parade for this team. And they were celebrated like they won. But if you were, like, I bet you if you asked a random person who do you think won the Little League World Series, well, number one, they wouldn't know to begin with, but they would probably say Monet Davis. And you would think they would win because I think Mayor Nutter for Philadelphia gave that team a parade, but they didn't even make it to the finals of the United States bracket. I think they came in like third or fourth. So let's celebrate a loser, right?
Now, fortunately, all is not lost. All is not lost because at least we know that when he does get to play whatever games he is allowed to play, the child will never lose. We know he'll never lose because in today's America, no child ever loses. There are no losers anymore. Everyone's a winner. No matter what the game or sport or competition, everybody wins. Everybody wins. Everybody gets a trophy. No one is a loser. No child these days ever gets to hear those all-important character-building words, "You lost, Bobby." "You lost. You're a loser, Bobby." They miss out on that. You know what they tell a kid who lost these days? "You were the last winner." A lot of these kids never get to hear the truth about themselves until they're in their 20s. When their boss calls them in and says, "Bobby, clean the shit out of your desk and get the fuck out of here. You're a loser. Get the fuck out of here."
Okay. So that's all the hate I got for this week. And hopefully you enjoyed my story of the wishy-wash. And maybe you'll get one too one day. But you better save your money up. So have a good week.
This bitch wanna be wifey. No three-course meal, all I want is fast food. I wanna have fun, how about a cookie, huh?
I don't love you. I just wanna unbutton your blouse and let the girls out. I wanna fuck you. Maybe later on if you're free, you can come to my house. Only if you want to.
we can get freakier and freakier than you've ever been. One, two, we can get freakier and freakier than you've ever been.